Is teen anxiety the reason you're always exhausted? You wake up tired, scroll for a bit, rush through the day, and tell yourself you are just busy like everyone else. But somewhere between school, messages, and trying to keep up, your mind never really relaxes. Even when nothing is wrong, you still feel on edge. This is teen anxiety. Everyone else around you seems to be keeping up with grades, sports, social life, and their online presence. You, on the other hand, are just trying to survive each week. Does this sound like you these days? Teen anxiety does not always come with a clear reason or a big event that explains it. It builds up bit by bit in your thoughts, your body, and your daily routine, and if you do not stop to notice it, it starts to feel like this is just how life is supposed to be. Why does being busy feel like proof that you're okay? Being busy has turned into a way most people measure success. When your schedule is full, it feels like you are doing something right. Social media feeds make it worse because everyone seems productive, social, and constantly active. That's what creates pressure to keep going, even when you feel exhausted. The problem is that staying busy can hide what is really going on with you. Filling every hour leaves no time to check in with yourself. You keep moving, but your thoughts stay crowded, and your body stays tense. Real rest starts to feel like falling behind, even though it is exactly what you need. Is it your schedule, or is teen anxiety working against you? While it is easy to blame a packed day for feeling stressed, that is not always the real issue. Two people can have the same workload, yet one feels calm, while the other feels anxious all day. The difference is what is happening internally. When your mind keeps replaying conversations, worrying about what people think, or expecting something to go wrong, even simple tasks feel exhausting. This is where ideas like having an anger thermometer become useful. This is a tool that can help you notice how your feelings build up, instead of ignoring them until they take over. What is an anger thermometer and how does it help? An anger thermometer is just a simple way to track how intense your feelings are, from calm to frustration to anger. Think of it as a scale in your mind. At the low end, you feel relaxed. In the middle, you feel irritated. At the high end, you feel like you might snap. The point is not to judge yourself, but to notice where you are before things escalate. Most people only react when they reach the top of that scale, and by then, it feels out of control. Paying attention earlier gives you a chance to respond in a better way. What does your body tell you before things get worse? Your body usually reacts before your thoughts fully catch up. You might notice your shoulders tightening, your chest feeling uncomfortable, or your breathing getting faster. These signs are easy to ignore, especially when you are used to feeling this way. Some common signals include tense muscles or clenched jaw, trouble sleeping even when you are tired, feeling restless or unable to sit still, getting irritated quickly over small things, low energy even after resting. These are not random. They are your body asking you to slow down and pay attention. A lot of teens believe their feelings are not serious enough to deal with. If nothing dramatic is happening, it feels easier to brush it off. But teen anxiety does not need a big reason to affect you. It can build slowly through overthinking, comparison, or constant pressure. When you ignore it, it starts affecting your mood, your focus, and how you treat people around you. What felt small at first becomes part of your daily life. How do you start handling teen anxiety in a real way? Start by checking in with yourself during the day, even if it is just for a few minutes. Sit without distractions and notice how you feel. Writing things down also helps because it clears your head instead of letting thoughts pile up. Cutting back on social media comparison is another step. What you see online is not the full story, and measuring yourself against it adds pressure you do not need. It also helps to be realistic about your limits. Trying to do everything perfectly creates constant tension. Give yourself space to do things at your own pace. Talking to someone you trust makes a difference too. Keeping everything inside only makes it harder to manage. You do not have to keep handling everything on your own or wait until things feel worse before taking it seriously. Talking to a professional gives you a space where you can be honest without feeling judged. And it helps you understand what you are feeling in a way that makes sense. Counseling for teen anxiety in Allen, Texas. If any part of this article is familiar, Take that as a sign to do something about it. Reach out to us at Texas Christian Counseling Allen to schedule an appointment with a counselor in Allen, Texas, and start a conversation that could make your day-to-day life feel lighter and more manageable.